Now let's meet Kakpema Yalpala. He's a Colorado entrepreneur with parents from Ghana who is fed up with charity, he says. He's a Yale graduate in public health and is breaking down old models with his company Access Mobile, reaching thousands of Africans in need of health care but who already have smartphones. It's a leapfrogging from text message to clinic with revolutionary results in Africa. But KP, as he likes to be called, told me that the models that are working for people in Uganda and Kenya also have applications for folks in Utah and Kentucky.
The problems that Africans have around healthcare, if we solve them, can actually lead us to innovations that can solve everyone's problems in healthcare. And I think it's that leap of logic, not looking at Africa as a charity case, but saying this is actually a place where we can innovate, not just for the continent, but for the world, which reorients your whole thinking around the problem.
Well, give me the story of a person who benefited from a product or a service that you were providing, or suggested a product or a service that you then began to provide,
right,
because you were paying attention to things that the rest of the sort of charity model wasn't.
Great. So let me tell you a little bit about the story of Access Mobile. So this is a company that I founded in late 2011. And what we observed when we looked at Uganda as one of our early markets in East Africa was that particularly private hospitals were starting to have an orientation towards realizing that running their hospitals with paper ledgers and files and cash was limiting. Most hospitals say they need an electronic billing system of some kind. Most hospitals said they would love to have some type of health record management that wasn't paper-based, that they would love to be able to communicate with their patients through mobile phones, ideally through text messaging. So from the hospital provider side, the hospital providers are saying, wait, this is a very simple, affordable tool that I can use to just constantly be in touch with my patient and build that bond and help them feel like we care about them, that we can drive certain standard of care. At the same time, we found that the doctors that work in the hospitals that use our product tell us that the patients come into the doctors and said, hey, by the way, doc, I got your message. And so the patients also are in some way even excited. And this may seem like such a simple technology, right? But I know, like, for example, in Kampala, we're one of the first people to do this in the private health sector. So if you're getting a message from one of the leading private hospitals in Kampala, it's probably coming through our system. And now what we can see is we've had 150% growth in consumption of our product from January to now. And so we're on a very aggressive growth curve, which means more and more patients are getting messages. We're shifting the perception of what patients expect from their providers about how they communicate and vice versa.
The technology is simple, but the idea of being connected with a doctor is a revelation. It's about community.
Right. It's about community, and it can be transformational because what we've got here is a scenario where we can leapfrog. And really, this is the fundamental aspect of telemedicine. So telemedicine says if you look at healthcare in Africa, there's an imbalance in supply and demand. So you have many people that want and need access to quality healthcare, and you have a limited number of doctors and a physical infrastructure. So really what we're saying is if everyone in Africa has a mobile phone now, we can basically virtualize the healthcare experience, right? No longer is the infrastructure necessarily physical, right? But it becomes virtual, and the phone becomes the way that we can connect to people. And there's no reason why, if we think big, there's no reason why if you're a doctor in Kenya and someone in rural Zambia has a healthcare need and there's a platform and a phone, that we couldn't even make access to quality healthcare transcend borders. Hmm. And that's where, I mean, that's kind of a big idea. There's a lot of practical issues around regulation. But I mean, I'm making the big leap there. We can start these things within the countries just by linking doctors and patients in really practical ways.
Well, here's a bigger idea. Can the leapfrogging that you see in technology and across institutions and even borders in Africa, can that surmount the obstacles that need to be leapfrogged in Western healthcare, where you do have pre-existing infrastructure that's old and legacy and that everyone's committed to? Can leapfrogging work in the West?
Right. Well, I mean, I believe that as these models evolve in African countries and other emerging markets, that the West is going to take notice because we basically are building things the way they should be built.
And you can do this in Denver and in Africa at the same time?
Oh, goodness. I mean, at this point, my travel schedule, I believe, looks like any international business person. I'm here in the U.S. I've got two young children and a wife who have been very understanding about this journey, as well as my family. So it's a balance, trying to balance my family life and the demands of the growth of this company. I'm probably spending about half my time in the U.S. talking to innovators, raising investment capital, managing my board. Probably spend another half of my time managing my company in Uganda and looking at our expansion, wherever that may be. We work with partners in the Netherlands. We're expanding in East and West Africa. So it puts me in a lot of places at once.
Well, you and your family will have a great vacation with all those frequent flyer miles.
That is the plan.
Thanks so much.
Great. Thank you.
Kakpema Yelpala, who also goes by KP, is CEO and co-founder of Access Mobile. So when has curiosity ever led you to a great idea? New Orleans. When I moved to New Orleans 12 years ago, I decided to take a Japanese language class at the University of New Orleans. There, I met one of my best friends, Colby, who lived right down the street from me. He's the most curious person I've ever known. From New Rochelle, New York, my curiosity most times has taken me off trail in the woods. It's always worth it.
My name is Emily, and I'm calling from St. Louis, Missouri. The first week of my freshman year at the University of Illinois, my curiosity had me follow some Elizabethan dresses to a booth for the What You Will Shakespeare Company. At the time, I had never even read Shakespeare. Now, not only have I been involved in over 20 Shakespeare productions, but I consider all those lovely people to be my family.
Call us with your curiosity at 8778-MY-TAKE. Share your adventures or comment at thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.